The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Tzadik Beis. We're starting Be'ez Hashem a new perek, perek Dam Chatos, and the inyonim in front of us in the perek that we're about to start are somewhat both kachimdik, and there's a lot of the perek which seems to interact with Issa v'heter, with dinim that are more shayach to Maseches Chulin, Maseches Avodah Zarah, and the crossover between these two sugis and these two inyonim, how it develops out of the parasha and the Torah, is something that we're going to have to make clear as we go on. Let's start, because we're talking about something that's totally new, the concept, with the parasha, the way it's written in the Chumash. And that'll give us a framework, a mizgeret, in order to develop the ideas that underlie the themes of the perek. Let's open up in Parshas Tzav. It's important always to note, whenever we try to develop a theme in Yoni Kochim, Parshas Vayikra deals more with the avoida of the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zurika of the carbon. Parshas Tzav, despite the fact that it sounds like the Torah is making Chazorah on some of the details, but if you look at the Parshas, how they're developed in Parshas Tzav, Zois Teres HaShlomim, Zois Teres HaChata, Zois Teres HaOilo. They're mostly dealing what's Neschadish in the Parshas and Parshas Tzav, under usually the heading of Zois Teres, is usually the dinim of the Achila of the carbon. And again, like we've been learning throughout the Masechta, the Chelek of the carbon, which is Mechaper, which is Meratze, which is Ma'akiv, is the Chelek of the Avodah Sadam. The Chelek of the Achila is not Ma'akiv, except for in the realm, in the conceptual realm, where machshavos of achila are put into the avodas adam, over there we have the chzarn of the psul of pigul, as well as we have also chzarn imein boser in dam, which we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem in another few daf, where the korban is the avodas adam is performed, where it's not ro'ui la'achila. So over there there's a chzarn in the avodas adam itself, and there there's a psul of the Zrika not accomplishing the ritzi of the carbon. But, in the basic sense, in a normal carbon, the Achila is a separate parasha, and that's why the Torah writes it in Parasha itself, the dinim, Zois Teras, the dinim of the Achila of carbon, Oilo, Chatos, Nani Achila, of Achila, Zoilo, Chatos, Shlom, and so on and so forth, Kach Kedoshim, Kachim Kalim, where it has to be eaten, by whom it has to be eaten, so on and so forth, is discussed in Parasha itself. With that Akdama in mind, let's open up in Parshas Tzav Perek Vov, under the heading of Zeus Teres Achatos and Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemo. Daber El Aaron Vel Bonav Lemo, Zeus Teres Achatos. Here are the dinim of Karma Chatos. What are the dinim that are in the Schadish? So the first din is Taka Din in the Avoida of Dam, that the Chatos is Kodesh Kodoshim. Bimkoy Mashet Tishochet Oilo Tishochet Hachatos Lefnei Hashem Kodesh Kodoshim Hi. Is there a chiddush? Is there not? Sugis in other places. But the din of Kodesh Kodoshim is that it has to be shechted b'tzofoin, like a carbon oil. Okay. The next pasuk is what's nischadish specifically in the fact that Karmel Chatas has the identity of a Kodesh Kodoshim. And there are dinim here that are l'chore not only by Karmel Chatas, the way we paskin, but they're nischadish in the mizgeret of Kodesh Kodoshim. HaKoyin HaMechato Yisoy Yechalene. Here, clearly, we have a hisyachsus to the dinim of Achilas HaKorban. The Koyin who does the Avoida, and it's not the Koyin who does the Avoida, the Gemara learns that HaKoyin HaMechato Yisoy is the is not specifically the one who does the avoida. Rashi says right away, haroi la avoida is the one who's tamei b'shazrika. That's going to be din in mitzvah shem the later perek. That what the buser is neschalek between the kehanim that are roi, the kehanim of that mishmar that were on duty that day, the kehanim that are tamei b'shaz maiso are not part of the mishmar. We'll discuss that extensively in mitzvah shem in the coming perek. Perek tvul yoim. What's negay here is the tosefes. Like we said, HaKoyin HaMechato Yisoy Echeleno, there's a Hisyachsus of the Avoida, who's right to do the Avoida to the Achilo. B'Mokoyin Kodosh Teochel B'Chatzar Oyel Moed, here the din is Nischadish, that a Karmel Chatas has to be eaten Lefnai V'Lefnim in Akloim, like the Mishnah told us in Ezer Mokoyim. Kol HaShay Yiga B'Vsorid Yigdosh, here's a new din. This L'Chore has nothing to do with Kotchim. Anything that touches the flesh of the carbon yigdosh is consecrated, is niskadish, with the kedusha of the carbon. L'chor, what this means, and this is the way Chazal dashed it, and in the perek in front of us, is called dover oichel, like Rashi says, which means that if a koyin had the carbon, lefnai v'lefnim, lefnim and akloim, and he had a piece of bread there, and the piece of bread touched was boilea, absorbed taste of the kodesh. It has a din of the kodesh. It has to be eaten with all the time of kodesh, only by zichri kuna, only lefnim and akloim, only yom v'layla, and so on and so forth. Now, l'chayra, this is a no-brainer. This is no different l'chayra than anything else where if there's tam of lahavdol ben hakodesh ben atome, if there's tam of chelev of shrotzen absorbed in a piece of bread, you're not allowed to eat a piece of bread. That's halacha in Issa v'Hetern, Yerideya, and Chulin, Avodah Zarah. What's specifically niskadish over here in the dinim of kochim? That is a mystery that has to be solved in the perek that we're learning. Why is the Torah have to put this in the context? And let's go further. Vashayizem midomo ala beged, where the dam of the dam, which is roi, Chazal tell us, there has to be dam, sugis in front of us, the dam which is roi le zriko. That means not the dam that's after the zriko. The dam koidim, the zriko was performed, where the dam is roi lazo, it's only dam where the carbon was done b'kedusha, where it was done kelchosa, ala beged, if that dam is absorbed in a beged, asher yizeh oleo techabez b'mokoyim kadosh, it has to be washed, whole sug is how it has to be washed, but it has to go through a ritual washing of the beged in the mokom kadosh in the chotzer. And this is a whole new din. In Issa v'Het in Yeridah, there's no halacha, you're not allowed to wear a shirt that has, if you would eat the shirt, it would have a taste of chelev, it would have a taste of basav v'cholav. There's no din that you're not allowed to eat the shirt. It's not Yisuri Achila. A person's not allowed to eat Yisuri Achila. A person's allowed to wear a shirt that has. But over here, we have a new din. Again, it's a din, something being absorbed, like the first part of the pasuk. And the pasuk clearly puts them together. Kol asher yigav v'sari yigdosh v'asher. And the Torah puts them together. V'asher yizim idom ala beged. If it's absorbed in a beged, it needs the same treatment. Yigdosh, it has alocha techabes b'mokoyim kodosh. There's a din that it has to be washed. It has to go through a cleansing process in the chotzer dafka. Uklichez, let's go further. Uklichez hasher tevush al boi yishover. A klicheres, where we learned Navad Zar, we learned Mitzvah Shem Echulin. A klicheres, you cannot do hagolas kelim on a klicheres. The taste which is absorbed in the walls of a klicheres can never come out. In which case, yishover. Again, look how this is a dinness of a heter. One has a klicheres. One has china, let's say, which is a suffix of a klicheres, and it absorbs taste of basav v'cholav. You can't do agolas kelim, you can't kasher it. Why? As simple as evadudin, the bleas don't come out. Where do the bleas come out? Only in kli mateches, kli eitz, kli evin, and so on. That's the next part of the pasuk. If kli nechoshes bushola, if it's made of metal, umoyrak v'shutav b'moyim, it has to be boiled. It has to be, the kli has to be absorbed in hot water to absorb the taste. The shutaf b'moyim, then it has to be washed off in cold water. Sounds like agolas kelim. And sure enough, this is the din of agolas kelim. We're going to learn Yetzir Hashem the Perek, that there's a din over here of being magil the kli, but there's differences between this and the regular agolas kelim, which, by the way, as far as Torah is concerned, is a parash and parashas matois. And again, there's a mystery over here. Is this a din that's nischadish in kodosh? You want to use the kli. Obviously, if it has bleus of a karmic chatas, you want to make a barbecue a week later in your backyard, in Bnei Brak, you can't use the kli that has bleis of noiser. It's already a week later. Isn't that just the regular din of Issa v'Heter? Yeah, true. The Issa that we're talking about is the Issa Kodshim, but l'chayit's no different than any other Issa v'Heter. That has to be explained. Koil zechor b'koyanim yoichal oiser. The pasuk continues. It has to be eaten by the kahanim. The pasuk goes back to the dinim of achilas korban. Kodesh kadoshim hi. And then the pasuk finishes a din that we had in Daf Be'alf, the Daf in 10, Daf Mekov Kochatas, Asher Yuva Midoma Eloi Omoid Lechaper Bakoidesh, Loi Seyochel. Any Chatas where the Dam is brought Lefnai Velefnim, it wasn't just Spritz Nazar, it was brought into the Koidesh to be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Boish Yisof, the carbon is possible. That's all written in the context of Achilas Chatas, even though it's a din the Dam. The pasuk clearly starts off with the din of shchitas chatas, goes through the dinim of the dam, goes through the dinim of achila and the basar of that achila, which is absorbed in the walls of a kli, like we said. And then the Torah finishes off with the din l'chay, which has to do with the dam. Dam, which is brought bifnim, is nifsal. Now, the dam over here seems to be some type of hemshik of the din of achila of a carbon. So, we have a parasha stuma before Neinu Batari, and we have sugi stumais, and we're going to try to clarify, clear up, what are the underlying themes in this perek. Let's go to Rav Shamshon of Al-Hir Zatzal, who, as in many places, elucidates for us the fundamental underpinnings of the different dinim of Kachim especially. And let's try to illuminate for ourselves what's going on in these sugyas. Rav Hirsch explains that the division of Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav that we pointed out, one is the Avodas Adam, one is the Achila, denotes two very fundamental parts of the carbon. We know, the Ramban tells us at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and by the way, these ideas are elucidated on in a much more difficult language, but the ideas are explained fully in the Sefer Teres Ha'ilah of the Ramah, which seems to be where Rav Hirsch got some of his ideas. The parasha of Avodas Adam, the Ramban explains in Parshas Vayikra, refers to the chelik of the carbon, which means when a person is lacking, or a person wants to be mechazik in some way, korban oilo is for a lack of enthusiasm, where a person was mevatel mitzaseh, korban chatos is where a person was taka, found guilty, due to negligence, or laziness, or whatever it is, he was over in Avera, Achman al-Tzan, that's mechayev koris. It was over that Aver in the form which is the Raisa, so he has to bring a carbon. Carbon Shlomim maybe is a lesser carbon. It's Kachim Kalim. Why? Because he's not coming to be Mashlam Alak. He's coming to make a Chizuk. He's coming, he's Sholem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's coming to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. But the fundamental concept that all these carbonists have in common, Davidus Adam, the Dam, Ki Adam Wa Nefesh, as the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Tzav, a bunch of times, the Chelev and the Dam, the Chelev is the most fatty part of the person's goof, the Dam is the personality, Ki Adam Wa Nefesh is the part that's alive of the person, not just the goof, but more the life force of the person is the Dam. When a person would put the Dam of the carbon, says the Ramban, he made smicha on the carbon represented him, he was putting himself, we don't know what it means because we can't feel it, but in the Beis HaMikdash, a person was actually able to feel, that was l'chayra, the atmosphere in the Beis HaMikdash, if we had to put it into words. A person was able to feel that he himself, his Dam, his personality, his ambition, his creativity, his koiches hanefesh, everything about him was put on the mizbech to be nis'alad, to be brought close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to undergo the purification, the ritzui, the kapara of a korban. Korban oilo was brought, the dam was nizrak on the bottom of the mizbech. The bottom of the mizbech, if we had to put into words what the mizbech is, the mizbech represents the climb of life. There's the kevesh, the mizbeach is referred to in Sefer Yecheskel's Har El, the mountain of Hashem. One spends his life climbing, Bahar Hashem Yiroh, the mountain of Hashem, that's what life is all about. Life is a mountain, one has to climb it, a steady climb. Sometimes you have to stop and rest for a few minutes, but there's a steady climb to reach the summit, to reach Shlemus, to reach, nobody ever reaches the summit, but we have to aim, we have to climb as high and as far and as much as we can. That's what our life in this world is all about. And when a person is found to have slipped, to have fallen, to have been negligent in some area in his life, he has to bring a carbon in order to, today we call it recalculate. When a person has to set his GPS and he's made a wrong turn, so there's a recalculate on the ways, and he has to now continue his road upward. He's slipped, he's fallen, he's taken a detour. How does he do that? He brings a carbon. The carbon defines him again as a person who's climbing. It sets him again on the path upward towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. Korban Oilo, the bottom of the mountain, is the part of the mountain where the Amoinam stands, similar to Bayas Sinai. On the top was the Shechina, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Luchos. The bottom of the mountain, is where Klal Yisrael gathered. The bottom of the mountain represents the climb and the part that goes into the what we call the real world. There's the Har Hashem, There's the mountain of Hashem, and there's where that connects with everyday life. Everyday life, it doesn't seem to be part of the climb. It is part of the climb. It's attached. Standing by the foot of the mountain means that everything you do by the foot of the mountain is in the context of the fact that you're a climber. You're a person whose life is dedicated to Aliyah, to striving, to coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The carbon oil, the dam is on the bottom. What was he missing? He's missing enthusiasm. He's missing a brand. He's missing a cheshek. So he has to reinvigorate himself. He was mevatel mitzaseh. Carbon chatos is when a person slipped because he didn't bear in mind that the Ribbono Shel Olam was watching him. So chasan Yerushalayim, he didn't have aveira. He slipped up. He was negligent in a way that caused him to stumble onto an nisach rachman san sheyesh bechiv karis. There, what he has to do explains. Rabbi Hirsch is he has to aim for the top in order to refocus, to recalibrate what he's really in this world for. So he has to spritz the dam, the avodas adam of the Karban Chatos was matnas dalid, was on each keren, and it has to be done, not as zrikas shtayim shein arba, which is a burst of enthusiasm, a burst of energy, a burst of inspiration, but it has to be done carefully. He has to now put his sights and his concentration and his focus on each corner of that mizbeach. Why the Mizbech has corners, we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem maybe in a different context. In any case, that's the avoida of a Karban Chatos. And the reason why a Karban Oilo is Kol Al Mizbech, the reason why there is no Achilo, except for the Achilas Mizbech, there's the Achilas Dam, and there's the Achilas Mizbech, the Chalovim Ve'emurim. The Pshat is because the Karban Oilo is about dedication, enthusiasm. It's about a burst of inspiration. A burst of inspiration is in the personality, is in the dam. The Karban Chatos means that his life, he's absorbed into himself a reality. He's done naveru. He's created in himself. He ate chelev. He was mechal shabbos. Bo alechem me'aroyos. He created in himself a mitzius of something that's not rotzna Hashem. So in order to create in his physical mitzius, a reality of Ratzon Hashem, he has to absorb that kodesh. He has to absorb the kodesh kadoshim, the basar of the kodesh into his mitzius, into his physical mitzius, and with that he becomes again closer, rededicated to Hashem. But it's not him. The person who brings the carbon is not the one. Hakoyin amechato iso yichalenu. Even if it's the other kohenim, it's all because they're ro'ui to do the avodah. If they're roy to do the avodah, what they've done is they absorb into themselves. But kohanim oichlim or bailam miskaprim. The reason for that is because they've created in the physical mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael and their physical mitzvahs. They've reabsorbed that chatos closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and now they're ready to go again. In that context, b'mokum kodesh te'ochel b'chatzar oil moed, it has to be eaten b'chatzar oil moed. It's not the Karban Shlomim, which is eating Sameach Lefnei Hashem, where you could eat in Yerushalayim, which is also called Lefnei Hashem. Over here, there's a very serious avoid of being in the Har, being on the mountain. The mountain is the Chotzah, Oil Moed. So that these are all the dinim of the Achilas HaKarban. In that context, says Rabbi Hirsch, we understand that the Dam, the Basar, of the Karban has to go to the proper channel. If it slips, if it falls, if it's absorbed in something which is not Kodesh, which is not the top of the mountain, the top of the Mizbeach, so it again ruins the point. Part of the Achilas Karban is he has to eat the Karban B'mokim Kodesh, the Kohanim eat on his behalf, and the Dam has to be placed carefully on each Karen of the Mizbeach. But in that context, we understand that the Dam that goes on the top, where you're aiming for the top again to strive again for Shleimus, to strive again to reach the heights of Aliyah, and the Basar which is absorbed in the physical Mitzius of the person, where the Kehanim eat the Basar of the Karban, if Dam is absorbed in a Beged, what's a Beged? A Beged is the physical Mitzius of a person. But that Dam is supposed to be a new inspiration that's supposed to go on the top of the Mizbeach. If that Dam that's Ro'ui Lahazor, that's Ro'ui for the Mizbeach, that should be on the top of the Mizbeach, goes into a Beged. The Beged is what covers the physical, but the reason why a person wears clothing is because a person is covering his physical part, which gives him a Meshicha, to Tai V'Sel Mazen. That's what happened to Adam Rishon Achar HaChet. Before the Chet, Adam Rishon didn't have to wear clothing. After the Chet, he had to put on Bigodim, Miloshen Begida, rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had to put on a Levush, Miloshen Busha, from being standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with a sense of shame because he's not living up to the expectations of what he was created to be. In that context, the dam going in the beged means that that ki adomu anefesh gets absorbed into the dam that's roi lazo is absorbed into clothing. That's the opposite of a carbon. Part of the achila of the carbon is that that achila, what's absorbed, has to be absorbed in the physical reality of the kehanim, who are klisharis. If it's absorbed into the begadim, it's a stira to what that carbon represents. The same, the bosa of the carbon has to be absorbed, not by kelim, not by the physical components of life, but by the kehanim, who are physical beings, but they represent us, their kelim, in the Beis Hamikdash, in their physical sense, when they're clothed in their big dekuna and their bachatzar oil moed yoichaleno, they are klisharis. The achila gets absorbed in a physical reality, which is really only part of the Beis Hamikdash. It can't get absorbed in a regular kli. So a chelik of the message of the achila of the carbon is the purging, getting rid of the dam, which is in any beggar, that's a stereo to what the carbon represents, and the bosa, the blios of the bosa in the carbon being absorbed in the walls of any kli, that's also a stereo to what the message, the idea, and the mitzias, which is created by eating the carbon. Says Rabbi Hirsch, the Ayba said this is part and parcel of the parsha of Korban Chatos. This is part of Zoyis Teres Chatos. And when we learn the sugis in front of us of Kibbutz Begodim and Merik Veshutav Bamayim of the Miriko Shtifa of the Kelim, we have to understand that that's all the shleimus of the message, the idea, and the reality which is created by the Avoida of the Avoidas Adam and the Avoida of the Achila of the Korban. That's what's going on in our parsha, in which case, we're not talking about stam halachas of Yeridah. We're talking about halachas that are very much an integral part of the parshas HaKabbalas. Mitzvah Hashem, the next year, we'll continue to develop this in the very real halacha l'maisa of the kibbutz of the begadim that was done.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.